This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Where the doors are all at the right, then the lines should technically start all from the left and come this way so that we don't end up with gaps in the middle. Jazakumullah khair. Ismullah al-Wahhab. Ismullah al-Wahhab. The category that we are covering today and yesterday, we covered yesterday as well, names or attributes of provision that he offers, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I talked about Ismullah al-Razzaq. And there are many names within this category that can be covered, but I chose Ismullah al-Wahhab. I think it's maybe a bit shorter, and today's Friday, so it works out nicely for me. The unconditional bestower, that is the meaning of al-Wahhab. Al-Razzaq is the umbrella name, is the name that all of the other names within this category kind of fall under, because everything that you are given in this life, whether you like it or you don't, is a rizq, everything that you're offered. And al-Wahhab is a little bit different than Razzaq or Razzaq. Al-Wahhab, the definition of it, I put for the one who gives unconditionally, time and time again. Time and time again. The one who gives, and the amount that is being given is disproportionate to what the person feels they deserve or what the person would necessarily or normally receive. That's what al-Wahhab is. In Razzaq, as-sa'i qabl al-rizq. You work and then you get your rizq. That's usually how it works. Al-Wahhab, as-sa'i ba'd al-rizq. Al-Wahhab, you're given something that is way beyond what you thought you would ever receive, and then as-sa'i starts after. Like you start working with what you have afterwards to make sure you distribute it accordingly. Al-Razzaq, there's always some degree of connection. Either it's a monthly salary, some sort of ongoing repetitive giving or bestowing or provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering. Al-Wahhab, it's like a gift. You're given something and you cannot connect it to anything that is logical. You have no connection or affiliation for what it is that you received. It makes no sense to you. There's no correlation with anything that in life that you can think of. That's what al-Wahhab is. The one who just gives. And he gives so much that you're uncertain of why it is that you received what you received. That's the concept of the name. That's why when he uses in Arabic language, we use the term mawhiba or mawahib, that translates literally into English, into the word gifts. It's a gift. If you say someone is gifted or someone has a gift, now you're thinking of something that is, you don't understand exactly why it is they are the way they are. Or you don't, it's not unclear, there's no specific explanation for it. You can't go to their fathers or mothers and say, what did you do to make the kid be able to do this? It's just a gift. It's something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just gave. He gave someone something and there's no understanding for it. There's no reason, there's no correlation, there's no logic. He just gave, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's His name, al-Wahhab. He unconditionally gives. He unconditionally gives. He's not waiting for anything in return. Nothing had to happen at the beginning in order for this to occur. It was just given. That's why many scholars say that mawhiba is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't ask about. He gives it to you and then he leaves it. It's just something that you're given. It's your free, it's a free ride for you. In the Quran, it's only three times the name. The word itself comes multiple times, but the name itself is only three times. And all three times, it is with His name Al-Aziz. And Al-Aziz is a name whenever it comes in combination with another. It points out that subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever He wants and He is not questioned. The concept of la yus'alu amma yaf'al. Because He's the unfathomable, because He is the Aziz subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not one that we can go and ask, well, why this and why that? Why didn't you do this or why didn't you do that? Or what was the reason for this? He's not questioned subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it comes with al-Wahhab, because al-Wahhab is when you're given a gift that is beyond or disproportionate to what others are receiving or what you would usually receive. Well, why is it that I'm getting this? Al-Aziz. That's why. So al-Aziz takes care of the answer of the question of why. Why? That's not open for discussion. It's not. It doesn't. That's a question. That's not a question you can ask. He gives whatever he does whatever he wants. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives whom he wants, and he holds back whom he wants. So why did I get all this? Because he's Aziz. That's why. Am indahum khazainu rahmati rabbika al-aziz al-wahhab. Or is it that they have the khazain? They have the banks of rizq of your Lord, the unfathomable and the unconditional bestower, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know the interesting thing about Ismullah al-Wahhab in the Quran? It's never ever attached to money. Ever. It's never attached to money. It's attached to other stuff. It comes with the big things. It comes with the offerings that are huge, and it's never wealth. It's never wealth. It's just a very interesting thing. When Sulaiman alayhi salam talks about, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. He used the word هَبْلِي, and offer me a sovereignty, status, power that you did not offer anyone else within the history of the human race. And you will never offer anyone after me. وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. You're the one who can do that, who can unconditionally bestow upon me that amount of... So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابُ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ. But when Sulaiman asked the question of being given something that is unparalleled historically, never again, never before and never again would this ever happen, where someone would have so much power that they would be able to speak to the creatures of the earth, where he would be able to call upon the wind and ask it to move him in one direction or the other, where he could speak to the jinn and have them do things for him, alayhi salam. Never have we heard of a ruler who had that degree of power. That's aside from the armies that he had, alayhi salam, and the wealth that he had. No, this is something completely different. When he was answered, alayhi salam, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it wasn't money. He already had money. He already had it. That day he was walking around with his horse. قَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي. He had went into all. He had a lot of wealth. He had horses, very expensive. The answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this dua, he could hear the hudhud. He could understand the naml. He could command the wind. That was the mawhiba. That was the gift that he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Commonly, Ismullah al-Wahhab is connected to children. It's connected to kids. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ. Right? And when Zakariya قَالَ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. Grant me, offer me, gift me from you a pious offspring. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى. So we gave him يَحْيَى. When Jibreel alayhi salam came to Maryam, what did he tell her? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. So I can offer you. It's a gift, something that you wouldn't otherwise ever receive. Right? وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah Al-Shura, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. And he will offer as a gift to whom he wants, children who are male or children who are female. That's why when you have a child, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever if he ran into you, he would say, what would he say? Say, بُورِكَ لَكَ فِي الْمَوْهُوبِ وَشَكَرْتَ الْوَاهِبِ. That was the dua the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would make. May Allah bless for you the mawhub, whatever the gift that you've been given. And may you be able to show gratitude to the wahib, to the one who gifted you this. Because what exactly did you do to deserve any? Did you manufacture this human being? Were you involved in the intrigue designing of this thing that came out of your wife's belly? What contribution did you actually have? It's pathetic, wallahi, the man's contribution to their children. It's very... But yet you have a creature that comes out. Within a few years, this creature is able to speak and to think for themselves. And after that, they become a full human being who you look by and you call your son or you call your daughter. And it's something. The word miracle could be used, it'd be used on having children, on the gift of life, which is why this word is repeatedly used to refer to children. It's also used to refer to spouses. We gifted him his spouse. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام tells us, خير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة. The best thing in this world to have, like the best thing that you can take away from this world, from this dunya. There's a lot of that. The best thing is a pious wife. It's a pious wife. It's a pious spouse. Someone who will help you on your journey, because it can get quite lonely as time progresses, and it can become difficult. And he uses the word wahabna when he speaks about a spouse. When he speaks about guidance, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa wahabna lahu Ishaqa wa Ya'quba kullan hadayna. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُونْكَ رَحْمَةً. And grant us. And the mercy here is the mercy of God. It's for us to hold on to it. Yeah. The concept of the beauty of guidance, of having that. And when you think about guidance as a mohiba, as a gift, it changes to a certain degree, it changes your perspective regarding it. How you look at it altogether, you know, it becomes a little bit different. And I think that's something worthy of all of our contemplation. It's just contemplating the concept of guidance. Because when you think about it, you ask about this 17 times a day. This is what you're asking about. You ask about nothing else more. Like, there's nothing in your life that you are constantly you're requesting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than guidance. Every day, 17 times at least, you say, "Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim." Grant us guidance. Grant us guidance. If someone was recording your words, yeah, if someone's recording your words and reading them back to you after a day, they would conclude that you seem to be extremely interested in guidance. That would be their conclusion. This person, they seem to be very obsessed with guidance. They continuously ask for. Now, you probably don't even think about that, but that's really what you do. You're asking for. Why? Because it's a mawhiba. Because what you're asking for, the Qur'an, when the Qur'an refers to it, you know, when the Qur'an is going to refer to it, it refers to it as mahiba. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا هَبْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. You ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that mawhiba of guidance. Friendship. When Musa alayhi salam got scared from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asking him to do, he asked for companionship. He asked for his brother to. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. We gifted him from our rahmah. His brother Harun will be with him. Will be with him a nabi. When Musa alayhi salam came back to Fir'aun, he asked him, "What did you do?" وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذًا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ فَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ. I ran away from you when I got scared from you. فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا. Guidance. My Lord granted me, he gifted me guidance. I was lost. I made mistakes here and I ran away from you when I felt you were going to oppress me. فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا. That mawhiba of guidance. I was given that again. So you find that when it comes to the word Ismullah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Wahhab, it's almost never attached to money, ever. It talks about guidance. It talks about friendship. It talks about companionship, spouses. It talks about children. Yeah. At one time it talks about status or sovereignty, but not money. Money is not a mawhiba. It's not. It really isn't. If you think about it, And that's the restriction and the limitation of how we look at the world sometimes. We think about, we want a $1 million. No. A mawhiba. A gift. An actual gift. That's what you want. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gift you something. $1 million or a good friend. A good friend. Someone who will stand by you throughout your life. Support you. Aid you when you need it most. $1 million. Or healthy children. $1 million or a good spouse who will make your life easier than it would be otherwise. $1 million or guidance. Doesn't have to be, is he $1 billion? Wallahi, it doesn't make a difference. He never uses money, subhanAllah ta'ala, because money is nothing. It comes and it goes later. It's a beautiful thing. You have to show gratitude for it, for sure. And you'll be happy when you receive it. But any mawhiba is much more valuable. Any mawhiba, anything that wahabna lahu, you just want that word at the end of it. You just want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you some a hibah. The word hibah in Arabic means gift. That's how it's used, right? That's the meaning of it. So how do you live through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, al-wahhab? It's very simple. Just emulate the name. Just emulate the name. That's why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would say, tahadaw tahabu. Tahadaw tahabu. Give gifts, you will love one another. And then the long hadith, you will not find yani jannah, you will not find iman until you have peace amongst you and you have salam. And you won't have salam until you have love, and you won't have love until you do this. Grant each other gifts. Be someone who does that. Be someone who, for no reason. See, the point here is the unconditional peace. The unconditional peace. There's no condition to it. Rizq is, in many times, is conditional. Like rizq, there has to be sa'i, some sort of sa'i. You have to get up and do something. You have to go after it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it to you. No one sits at home and the stork just drops the baby through the chimney. Now, this is not how the world works. It's nice to think that way, but it's not how it functions. Rizq, there has to be something. But al-mawhiba is just there. Just there. There's no reason. There's no understanding for it. He just grants it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do the same. Unconditionally bestow upon others gifts. Unconditionally offer people something. That unconditional peace is where we struggle. We can offer large sums. It doesn't have to be money. It could be time. You can just take interest in someone. You can just take interest in someone and just focus and help them and just ask about them and continue to make sure that you're helping them and following them along. But can you do it unconditionally? Can you offer this gift? The best gift that you have to offer is you. Is your time, is your expertise, is your compassion, your emotion, your passion, your commitment. That's the biggest gift that you have. The wealth is important, don't get me wrong. Without it, a community can't survive. But what you really have to offer is you. And it's hard sometimes. Are you able to offer it unconditionally? Not waiting for something in return. Able to give it to someone and not expect them later on to show you a certain degree of loyalty. Are you able to do it without expecting that they show gratitude to you? And they come back and they point out, Fulan, and he stood by me all my life, and you get your gratitude thanks speech on the thing. Or are you okay with just giving and then turning your back and walking away and never looking at that again and never thinking about it again? That's why the habhali, in Arabic, when you say habhali or habhuli, mean give it to me and don't ask me about it again. Give it to me and end the discussion there. I don't want to talk about this again. I don't want this to be something that I continuously have to pay you back for, or we have to go revisit every once in a while. No, just habu. When Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yahabu an-nas. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam would offer. He would offer and he would forget that he offered. He would give and he would forget that he gave. And he would never talk about it ever again. He would never bring it up. وَلَا تَمْنُن تَسْتَكْثِرُ. He would never ever talk about whatever it is he gave. So the Sahaba would ask him, they would constantly use the word habhali or habhuli. Give something to me that I don't... There can't be something in return for it. If there's something in return for it, it's a transaction. It may be a very nice transaction, extremely lucrative to the person who's receiving, but mawhiba, hibah, no, there's no transaction to it. It's a beautiful thing. You receive it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offer it to others. And that's how you live through His name, Al-Wahhab. I hope that was a benefit to you. Subhanallah, bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiru wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khayru.